Time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast. For better vision, near or far, should have gone to Specsavers. Get $150 off Specsavers' quality range of multifocal lenses. Limited time, conditions apply. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Yes, hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Monday edition of Molloy. G'day, Dave.
How are you, Nicky? All right?
Welcome back for another week of it. It's going to be huge. Hey, we're going to ask you, what is your Instagram suggesting for you?
Oh, yeah?
It's got a new bit where it goes, oh, suggested for you on the basis of what you've been dialing up or liking. Mm. Mine's gone bananas. Okay. Some of the suggestions are off the charts.
It's based on what you look for, though, isn't it?
We'll find out. Yeah. 1-3-3-5-3. If you've had anything nutty in the suggestion department turning up. Hey, weekend sport, huge. Great night for the Aussies. Well, some of us anyway. A MotoGP win for Jack Miller.
Well done.
We'll talk about that. Dave Warner, on the other hand, dropped. He's not in favour. Some big ins re-TV. Tom Gleisner will join us to discuss the return of Have You Been Paying Attention?
The best.
How good is that? That's a nerd alert. We might even have an update on some humming songs.
Okay. You've got me there.
I'm upset by this. All brought to you by our good friends at Specsavers, who we love.
Yep. Get $150 off their quality range of multifocal lenses. Limited time. Conditions apply.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
At the start, Dave, there is definite humming going on that track. Can you play it again, please?
From the start? I've never noticed.
At the start.
All right. Yeah. It is.
That's power humming.
You were talking about humming last week. Was it, because the Crash Test Dummies, that's like the...
I suggested we should do a show of songs, right, with humming in it. And you and Jay both went, oh, you'll never get a whole album out of it.
I don't
get
too many songs humming.
Well, there's two. Crash Test Dummies, Love in an Elevator.
Who would have thought? 1-3-3-5-3.
1-3-3-5-3. I'm not joking. And because eventually what I want to do is do a segment where I hum songs and the audience have to guess them.
Yeah. I think Google has an app.
One.
I don't know.
Detroit Rock City.
Oh, I was going to ask
Jay,
the
audience.
I was going to ask the audience.
I knew that one.
You knew that one. Okay, I'll give you another. No, that's not what we're doing now.
Oh, come
I'm
on.
Not thinking about
one more. Just one more. Come on. One more.
Okay. Give me a...
Oh no! We're from Tigerland.
Tigerland, yes.
You're good. No song exciting. Whisperer. I had no idea.
Well, he's a song whisperer. The whisperer should be the song mumbler. The song hammer. Do you know the song hammer? He'd be fun. I hang about for this. Yeah, sure. You need to be involved in this.
Yeah.
I'm going to play you some humming songs. Right, so that you would be surprised. Do you remember this song?
That'd be Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, you don't forget to say
no,
quickly.
Let us be
lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. Sadly, I wasn't allowed to go see Kiss at Waverley, but I was allowed to go and see Simon and Garfunkel at the MCG.
No way.
I did go to Simon and Garfunkel. It was okay.
I think they're all right.
It was okay.
It was good songwriters.
It was a good, date arena concert.
Okay. Interesting.
There's a lot of cuddling going on.
Was there a little bit of some, you know?
Didn't like each other, those two, did they?
I think they've patched up and got on with it. I think there was some creative differences back in the day, but, you know, they're both together brilliant. Art Garfunkel, Bright Eyes, sad song.
Yeah, there's trouble there. They would kill each other if they had a chance. Well, one of my favourite artists of all time, and if I had anyone's speaking voice in the world, it's this guy. Surely you remember. I Walked the Line. Here we go.
The Man in Black. There it is.
If you can hum in front of an audience full of prisoners.
That's right.
Was he setting his pitch? Is that what he was doing there? Is he preparing himself to sing?
I think he's humming because he enjoys expressing himself through vibration.
Yeah.
Jay?
I like that. Who doesn't like that?
Are you, what are you saying? He was getting a tone.
That's what I would, that's what it sounds like at the beginning of that.
Hear it again. Yeah, because it kind of moves.
No, it's like it's the sound of the approaching train and chugga chugga chugga. Can we do train songs one day?
Yeah, definitely.
Write that down.
Shut up, Dave.
Train kept a rolling.
Here's one. I don't know where this comes from, but it's a humming tune.
Yeah, you might know it from a TV ad too.
Is that humming?
There's definitely humming. Some humming underneath
humming.
There.
Is that southern humming?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, there's humming. Distinct humming.
Yeah, I like it. But these guys are hummers from way back. Okay. Some of the most famous hummers ever.
Yeah. I always feel like they've run out of words.
We
can't finish it. We'll just hum the end of it.
We wish he'd hummed Meat Free Friday. Have you got one, Dave, that you found?
Look, I'm going a bit more sort of last century. What about this one? And that's what they don't see.
Oh.
That's what they don't see. Taylor Swift.
Tay-Tay.
Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Yeah.
Not bad.
That's got a bit of humming
while
about it.
We're down the female vocalist leg.
Oh,
one of my favourites, what a voice. It seems a shame to muffle it by humming. But let's have a listen to. Don't you bring
me down. Oh, Christina Aguilera, you're right.
There she goes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, very good.
All right. 133353. And is there a humming song, and can we put it into our humming
the official list?
Are we going to have a humming spectacular?
I don't see any reason why we wouldn't.
Right after the train one.
I beg your pardon?
Right after the train one.
Chugga, 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 chugga. Do you have a train one?
Oh, mate. What, Pardon
Guns
Me
and
Boy?
Roses. Night Train.
The Chattanooga Choo-Choo.
Pardon Me Boy, the Chattanooga Choo-Choo is a very good song.
Good train song.
The Boogie Woogie Bugle Boys of Company B. It's almost a train song.
Mm. All right. Hey, we're getting a lot of calls.
Locomotion.
Take this morning train.
Oh, morning train. Mm-hmm.
Morning train. Mm-hmm. Locomotion.
Yes,
you
Dave.
Have a point. All right.
Please, mate.
Train songs.
133353, humming songs.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
Meat Free Monday, by the way. Meat Free Monday. And never forget.
Dave. It's a fun day. Don't do it.
Paul McCartney. And it's happening all over the world.
Happened to whatever they call.
Yeah.
I enjoyed him more humming on yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday's got humming.
Meat Free Monday.
Oh, I believe in yesterday.
It's like we've got 5 more seconds, guys, to fill. Just hum it out.
No, mate.
Hum it out.
The hum is not filler.
I think it is.
The hum deployed properly is right on the money.
Hey, this is on the back of us playing Aerosmith just a moment ago. Hums at the start.
That's humming.
Didn't
Crash Test Dummies. So we started going. Is there enough songs for us to do a humming special where all our songs have some humming in them?
Yeah.
And we're going all right, but we're still a few short.
Yeah.
Luke's on the line.
Get involved.
Luke, tell me you've got a good suggestion to play on our special humming program.
How are we, boys?
G'day.
Yeah, good. What is it?
I've got Dangers, mate. Billy Joel.
Oh, which one?
I beg your pardon?
Dangers, mate. Billy Joel.
Billy Joel never hummed anything.
BJ, yeah.
Of consequence. But what's the song?
Which one?
She's always a woman.
She's always a woman to me.
You are absolutely right. She's always a woman to me. Here it comes. Come on, Luke.
Yellow card, Dave. I'm telling you, we will. You know what? I'll play a song short. I'll go a song down. We are not playing that. Hey, Luke. Nothing for you.
No, $100. Go shopping. Gift voucher on your way on us. Well done, Luke.
Thanks very much.
Good on you, buddy.
A couple more controversial ones because I'm not sure if it's humming or not. Dave. Dave is on the line.
Oh, g'day, Dave.
Let's get Dave.
Go, Mick, Dave.
Yeah, good. Right. What song would you want to suggest?
Look, I've got to go with a technicality, and it's The Boys Light Up.
Boys Light Up. That's humming.
So they're humming into the harmonica, but...
There's a bit of humming in there.
Hang on. They reference humming. Well, but, if it's the hummers that she's given.
Oh,
so if your kid's in the car, I won't explain. I won't go into detail. I mean,
I did call the technicality card.
I'm happy to squeeze it into our humming show.
Not bad.
Or do a completely different show.
Yeah, no, I'm all right with it.
Where...
slab a bricklayer draft hummus. Anyway, Dave, for your troubles, mate. That's a good suggestion.
Oh, mate, I love a case of bricklayers.
Ah, well done.
And can we go, please, to Simon? I want to see Simon. Is he up and about?
Yeah, I got Simon.
Because this is a controversial one too, Simon. What are you suggesting?
Yeah, it's a little bit borderline, but I go with Thunderstruck. If you want to go proper, if you've got the right...
Which bit of Thunderstruck?
Master?
Oh, this bit here.
That's
more R's and
that's, that's like getting your a tongue depressor put on your tongue. That's like having your tonsils checked. Mate, you can't sneak in with that, Simon.
That's more R than isn't it? To be really honest.
Give him something.
Oh, slab a brick lion is coming on the giraffe.
If you do the show and you can get the Chess Masters, you'll get Moaning at Midnight by Howling Wolf, and you'll get Little Village Boy, Sonny Boy Williamson. The whole lead in is humming.
We're listening.
Oh, all
right.
Right,
jeez.
But I don't think you'll find them.
Well, all right. Well, maybe we'll come around and rifle through your record collection at some stage. 1-3-3-5-3, guys.
Yeah.
We're going to keep doing this. We've come back,
clearly,
with not a lot on, and brought, we just have a good look at humming songs.
It's a meat-free Monday. What do you ask for us? All right, give us a call. 1-3-3-5-3, humming songs.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
The first song we played today was Aerosmith.
Yeah,
and we discovered
elevator.
Love in an Elevator, and we never understood how humming it.
Yeah.
So we want to put together a show of humming songs where we do an incomplete edition of Malloy with nothing but humming songs. And we're trying to settle the song list now.
We had a lot of calls. Adam called, but he can't talk to us, unfortunately. He had to get going. But he's got one of the all-time great humming songs, Mick. Boney M.
Oh.
Rivers of Babylon.
Rivers of Babylon.
Listen to it. That's pure hum.
That's a lot of hum.
We are pumping the wattage out of the cottage with hum today, I'm telling you.
I like it. What else should we go through? Travis is on the line. Travis.
How are you, Mick? How are you, Dave?
What song did you want to throw in there?
It's another Aerosmith one, and I think you'll find these guys like to hum a lot.
Yeah,
but it's The Other Side.
That is gold.
Awesome.
I love it. Give him something, Dave.
You've got yourself a case of Brick Lane giraffe, Trav.
That'll make me go,
It will indeed, mate.
I'll go,
Yeah.
Can we go to Chris there? Mate, up
Chris?
The top there.
Oh, yeah, Chris.
I just want to see. Chris, I don't think I can allow this, but I admire your chutzpah. What's the song you're thinking of?
It's Manumana by the Muppets, and the humming bit is where Animal breaks out towards the end of the song
it's
and does a little humming solo.
So it's not the Manumana bit, because that's not humming.
Animal breaks into a humming solo towards the end.
Hang on. There's a humming solo towards the end of Manumana.
We'll have to look into that. Chris, I know what you mean,
Chris,
though, because he's going...
stay on the line, if that works out, I'll resign from all forms of media.
Animal.
Hold on the line, mate. What about Ralph? Have we got Ralph there?
Yeah, g'day, Ralph.
Ralph, what's the song with humming in it, mate?
G'day, boys. It's Harley and Rose by Joe Campbelltown and the Black Sorrows.
Oh, mate.
Oh, there it is.
Hey, there he is.
Yeah.
Hey, I think they're doing a good enough job on their own, Ralph. Don't know if you have to join in. Good call, Ralph.
Yeah, well done.
Thanks for joining us. Richard's on the line. Richard, what song?
G'day, Mick. We've got Eddie Vedder, Society.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
I think Eddie's done a few hums too, hasn't he? A lot of his songs.
So we're kind of on song here. We can do this.
We could do it. We're good enough here.
I want to go, thank you, well done. Can we go to Greg?
Yes.
I want to see what Greg's up to.
Hey, Greg.
Greg?
Hey, I'm Mick, Dave.
Yeah, what's the song?
Something in the Way, Nirvana.
Yeah, that's giving me chills hearing that. That's unreal.
That is off. That's as good as it gets in the humming
department.
As good
as it gets.
That's no manamana. That's no.
That's right up there.
Oh, good get, Greg.
Yeah, I like it.
Wow, I love it. All right, well done, everybody. Yes. I think we've...
exhausted?
We've got enough there for a show.
Yeah, I think
we will get back to manamana just to hear the humming bit at the end. But well done, all. What's happening when we get back?
Nerolee Meadows is in India.
Okay.
I'm going to check in with Ness, see how she's tracking, and check your weekend sport as well.
Mm-hmm.
The Offspring. Mick Molloy hums the hits. Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Molloy. Nerolee Meadows Sports Wrap.
And the satellite is in place as we once again touch base with the Nerolee Meadows in Mumbai, India, there for the IPL, which is going ahead despite the carnage that is going on at the moment right across India. Hearts go out to everyone and what they're dealing with over there. Let's check in now. Nez, how are you going? Are you okay? Paint the picture for us.
Thanks for having me, Mickey. Yeah, look, I'm feeling safe in the bubble at the moment. They've done a great job with the biosecure bubbles and I'm being supported amazingly by all of my colleagues over here. And also, I must admit, by the players and the coaches that are also involved with the IPL, Cricket Australia has definitely made me feel included in everything. They haven't sort of... you know, othered me in any other way, like because I'm not a player. So I'm definitely feeling cared about and supported. People like Glenn Maxwell and Simon Kadich. And look, at the moment, I guess it's a matter of what you can control. And what I can control is fronting up every day and doing my job and trying to stay as positive as possible. It's obviously, you know, a challenging situation. And I never thought I'd be in a situation where it was illegal for me to return home to my own country. No. But
it's raising eyebrows over here as well. And there's a few people, myself included, I'm not convinced it's the right policy. If you're Australian in any way, whether you're Indian, Australian or Australian, you are Australian.
You have a passport.
And you are entitled to the full protection this country can offer. And I'm not sure we're going about this the right way. Anyway, look, hearts go out to everyone over there in India. Look after yourself. In the meantime, tell me about the IPL, which is going ahead without one David Warner. Now, this is a bombshell. I heard he'd been... he'd stepped down as captain, but he's not in the team. What's going on?
And he didn't step down as captain. They put out a statement 24 hours before saying he is no longer a captain. Kane Williamson has taken over. Now, for those who don't follow the IPL, David Warner is synonymous with the Sunrisers over here. He has been there for a long time. He led them to the title in 2016. He's won the leading scorer three times for the competition while playing for them. Six seasons in a row of 500-plus runs. He is, you know, the Sunrisers. The only time he wasn't there was in 2018 when he was banned and Kane Williamson took over the captaincy and led them to the final. So they've gone back to Kane Williamson for this one. David Warner had scored 250s, was going okay, but basically his strike rate 110, just not good enough for this format. But also he openly criticised the selectors a couple of matches ago about leaving out an Indian player, Andy.
Okay. All right, here we go.
If you publicly criticise the selectors, there's a lot of people wondering and thinking whether this is a message back to Davey, because he wasn't just left out as captain, he was left out of the 11, and that shocked a lot of people. Yeah. So, yeah, he missed yesterday. They ended up losing the match. They've won just one for the season. So, they're struggling big time, the Sun. And David Warner, it's huge news over here.
I think that's culturally a no-no to publicly bite the hand over there. Either that or he's back into the sandpaper.
Right.
He's pulled out the sandpaper and he's given it a...
Okay.
Who knows? I'm just putting it out there that something's going down.
Nerolee Meadows is with us. We're going to talk more sport, including big news for an Aussie in Spain who did this country proud. More after this.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Molloy.
With Tom Gleisner to join us in the second hour. Have you been paying attention? Back on tonight, but it's part two of our sports wrap. From India, it's Nerolee Meadows.
Great news for Australians overnight. Jack Miller has got the gong, got the silverware at the Spanish MotoGP. His second win, his first in about 5 years. He's a terrific fella. I've never seen a bloke so excited it meant so much to him. What does it mean?
Honestly, this is just a beautiful story, Mickey, because as you said, he's so popular. He won his first back in the Netherlands in 2016, and then this one is only his second. He said, I don't know if I'm back. Let's say I'm finally here. So we've just got a feel for him because it's been a long time coming. Spanish Grand Prix, as you said, was such an emotional moment for him.
Huge celebrations, pandemonium in Australia as well. Get the national anthem ready and get the beers out.
Those last 7-8 laps were the longest I've ever had in my career, but it's just indescribable what I'm feeling right now. I mean, it's just a flood of emotions.
There it is, a highly emotional and a good one to win because the Spanish love bikes.
Yeah,
and that's like winning Monaco, I reckon, in the cars. So good on them. We've got to quickly rifle through a few here, Nairs. Man U, Liverpool game postponed. Why?
Well, because the fans basically protested and went onto the ground. It was really quite ugly scene. So it's a couple of police officers were also hurt as well.
What were they protesting?
Basically, they're protesting the fact that the owners, the Glazers, have been involved in over 16 years. They've always had issues with it. And then when the breakaway league came about, that just riled people up, agitated them even more to the point that they went onto the pitch, and fans are banned at the moment. So there were flares going off. There was, you know, it was an ugly situation, and they had to then postpone the game, which is the first time for fan protests. So it's a huge story. Let's have a listen to some of the audio.
The Glazers, they're not about the club. They're about money. They're about greed.
Taking £1 billion out of the club, buying the club in debt, leveraging it against the club.
Every time I go to the ground, I pay 40 quid. I don't want to give 5 quid to an American owner who really doesn't care.
You can see how angry everyone is here today. It's, you know, the culmination of anger from all those years.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to a game if I was the Glazers at the moment. That might not end well for you. The most famous horse race in the world, I would suggest to you, in the conversation, is the Kentucky Derby. On my on my bucket list, if I want to go have a mint, get mint juleps, go bonkers, back the winner, and then go on a rampage through the south of America. How good is this horse race? What does it mean? And who, some guy's won it again, has he, for the 7th time, some trainer?
Yeah, Bob Baffert, record 7th time. So his first win was way back. 1997, 24 years ago. He won it with Athena Spirit this time around. It was the first time that fans have been allowed to this extent at sporting events. So it's the biggest crowd, 52,000 almost, at the Kentucky Derby. And the little horse that has a big heart is what they're saying. Let's have a listen to some of your...
Coming to the finish in the Kentucky Derby. Here's the wire.
Wonderful. As I've said before, there should be something for the Shetlands, but I'll allow it. And I can't let you go without mentioning that Fremantle had their pants pulled down in the Derby.
Sorry, I think I'm losing the connection. Sorry, I can't.
A dominant Eagles in an historic Derby, which was played in front of no fans.
Yeah.
Although it could have been all the Freo fans. God. It's hard to know because they don't have many. How do you feel? Even over there and amidst all that trouble, this must have still been depressing for you.
Put it this way. I was working at the time, and when I checked the score, I was pretty happy I was working at the time.
Well, you'll be coming home safe very soon. Thanks again, Nez. Look after yourself, and we will catch up soon.
Thanks for giving me a laugh, guys. I appreciate it.
This is Malloy.
Tom Gleisner is here in the building joining us in just a few minutes. Have you been paying attention back on the telly tonight?
With Triple M's own Marty Shiega.
Yeah, that's right.
On deck. He'll be fun to watch as always. Very good show. Song Whisperer's joined us, but before we get to official song whispering business, need to point out the three of us have been sitting here arguing over what constitutes humming. We've been listening to songs and go, that cannot go in the humming special. It will, it won't. There's been so many arguments. I think we've got a song list. It's firming up.
Yes.
We've got enough to do it.
I think so.
There are still those who are controversially trying to get involved. Now, Chris, you called earlier. What was the song that you wanted us to consider?
Manumana by the Muppets.
So we played Manumana, and we didn't consider the Manumana to be humming.
No, we thought that was...
But you wanted us to pay attention to what?
Where there's a bit of a, I don't know, a bridge or whatever towards the end of it where animals breaks into a bit of a humming section.
All right, Dave, have you located the...
I think we might have found it here. Chris, check this out.
Oh, it's humming. Oh, Chris, well done. I stand now, he's gone rogue there, Animal.
Yeah.
He's gone off script.
Yeah.
And I think he was...
Well, his real problem is he has no lips.
No, that's a good point.
Well, how do you hum if you've got no lips?
He's a Muppet.
Well, you just hum.
Oh, you're a Muppet.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, thanks for pointing that out, Dave.
Oh,
now, our own Whitney has been doing some research on Manumana. What have you found out, Whitney?
No.
So I've had more than one caller call through to tell me the origins of Manumana.
Which is?
It turns out the callers were saying it was made for a porno.
Oh,
so
there
I've done my research.
What kind of porno?
And it was created by
a Muppet porno?
Weirdos?
The Muppets go to Dallas?
I know how they know this. I don't know. It was.
Oh,
it was created by an Italian composer.
I mean, I watched a lot of stuff during lockdown, but I never got around to the Muppet porn.
Song with his
love. Kermit's up and about.
Okay.
Muppets go to Amsterdam.
The Muppets go to Amsterdam. The Muppets have a gangbang. Oh, God.
Okay. All right. Yellow card for you, Mick Malloy.
Imagine the Cookie Monster. All right. So.
Cookie. He'd go berserk. Be on fire.
Hungry. All right. Let's talk. It was created by an Italian composer. Shut up.
Waka waka. Waka waka.
Get a little weird with this, the Swedish chef in his real American hands. Human hands.
He's real popular. Oh, I want to see this now. So what was it?
I'm trying to explain.
All right, sorry. Okay. I just got slightly distracted.
All right. So an Italian composer created it for an Italian film called Sweden, Heaven and Hell.
Oh.
That film focuses on different aspects of sexuality in Sweden, such as lesbian nightclubs, porn film, the swinging lifestyle of married couples.
Okay, you had me at lesbian nightclubs.
I think you've explained enough.
No need to go on.
I think we're done.
You seem
then
to be...
that song was later made famous by the Muppets.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, so the Muppets lifted a song from the corner.
Phenomena.
It does sound a bit creepy.
You know what I feel like? It's the music that would have been as the actor is walking up to the doorbell to deliver a pizza.
Phenomena.
Ding dong.
What's going on in Sweden? All right.
Okay.
Give Chris
to me. Chris, you've got yourself a case of Brick Lane. The draft is on
good
its
on
way
you,
there, mate. Well
mate,
done.
Well done, Chris.
Now,
we had, was there some other, you've had a good one from us.
Oh, yeah. What about, we're talking about the Stones earlier.
Let's go straight into our song list. Have a listen.
Paint It Black, of course, it finishes up, like a lot of songs, they end up just with the at the end because they, I think, run out of things to say. Anyway, have a listen.
What a
good song, by the way.
Oh, wait. Awesome. Classic. We could close with this.
Okay, here comes the hum.
Oh,
classic humming.
Good hum.
Classic humming, you're right.
That is some top
shot. What about
shot.
This one? Play on. No digging.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, Trey, drop the verse.
Good humming there. You get another one song this week? We got another one for us?
I was saying, we've got, there's a blues singer, an American blues singer named Taj Mahal.
Okay.
Righto.
Let's have a listen. Okay. Okay. We're done here.
Okay. Well, that's sort of verging on
soulful little tune.
Okay, here's something I don't say every yellow card songs.
Jay,
we should point out that was an actual song.
That is an actual song. Taj Mahal. He's a very famous blues singer.
Give me another bit. Give us a... Oh, and you wouldn't let me play Ween. All right.
It's classic.
All right, here we go. Let's, can we all just stop the humming for a minute? Right.
Yeah.
Hums out.
Get on with it.
And I can assure you that there is no humming in this song.
I can't say I'm not slightly disappointed.
I know.
but, you know, I'll allow it today. Go for it. What's the song?
This is both substance and metaphor, searching for something beyond our existence, trapped in a metaphysical goo. No matter the questions we ask, the answers we seek, the hardships we endure, we all remain insignificant insects in a world not of our making and beyond our understanding.
Oh, you're lost, mate. I'm still humming.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just half.
Is it Billy Joel?
She's always a woman to me.
It's coming here.
Oh, here it comes. Classic hum. BJ.
No, Dave. Dave, that's not beautiful in our humming song. Special.
It's got to be. It's the OG.
you're not trying.
Oh.
You're not trying.
Insect, you said.
Yeah. Insignificant insects. In a world not of our making and beyond our understanding. We're sort of stuck.
No.
I'm still... Can you hum a bit for me? Don't do it.
Oh.
Rooting in the back of the ute.
Okay.
1-3-3-5-3.
This is Malloy. To gather back around your wireless, people, here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
It's going to be a big one. Coming up very soon, the great Tom Gleisner.
Awesome.
Have you been paying attention? Is back up and about.
Can't
on
wait.
Your screens tonight.
I'll be watching.
Welcome back. Yeah. It's Funny As. And Triple M's own Marty Sheargold will be front and centre. Give it a run. Nerd alert.
Oof.
SpaceX has returned. They dumped four astronauts in the ocean in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It's not great treatment.
Gulf of Mexico looked amazing.
I want to return to Earth.
First time since the Apollo
8.
That's true.
Right. Hey, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. So much to get to. Well, thanks to our good friends at Specsavers.
Specsavers, amazing.
Oh, I can't wait. We'll get stuck into them too.
Yeah.
They've got so many good offers on it.
Thanks, Specsavers.
We'll get to the bottom of that. Mm. Before we do, though, it's Song Whisperer time and synopsis of today's song, please, again, Jay Mondo.
This is both substance and metaphor, searching for something beyond our existence, trapped in a metaphysical goo. No matter the questions we ask, the answers we seek, the hardships we endure, we all remain insignificant insects in a world not of our making and beyond our understanding.
Mm. I can't concentrate today.
I'm out, aren't
you? All the humming's knocked me around.
I can see that.
Can you hum something from it? Or is that helping or not helping? Clearly you can't.
Is it
that's the song.
This one?
Meet Free Monday.
Dave. Dave, you're playing loose.
I am.
And
you're right.
Sailing close to going today.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That is a serious breach of protocols.
Sorry.
Jeff's on the line. Jeff, what song say you?
Gentlemen, I'm thinking against Lump by President of the USA.
President of the USA. I like this song. She's in my head. And why are you thinking that, Jeff?
Just some of the clues.
Okay. All right. I love the song, Presidents of the United States of America. Great band. Not correct.
And it's not correct.
No. Sorry, Jeff.
Nah. You've taken that out and whacked it quickly. Sorry, Jeff. Gary's on the line. Gary.
Hey, guys.
What are you thinking?
Ship of Fools by...
Another good song.
World Party.
World Party.
Yeah.
What a good song. What was that?
That was just a little
woo-hoo. Don't ever join in on the woo-hoo-hoo.
You really hate me today, don't
you? No, I'm just saying. That's Ship of Fools things. That's World Party.
There's no
we're doing all right.
All right.
Yeah. Play it again. Play the bit again and see if you can do it again.
All right.
Did you ever have the commercial? Is it live or is it Memorex? It was a cassette commercial in America. Is it live or is it Memorex? Guy sitting in front of the speaker? Classic. It's not World Party. Sorry, Gary.
Dave, if I do that as my karaoke song, would you do the backup?
100%. See, here's another idea. Woohoo songs. Blur, song two. Woohoo.
The ultimate woohoo song.
Anyway, that's something to think about.
Can we just put the humming to bed if we could? Right. Song Whisperer, Ship of Fools.
It's not correct.
Woohoo.
No. That's also good.
Oh, I think we're going to cut sorry. I'm having a mare over here.
It is not World Party. Sorry, Gary.
Give us one more woo-hoo-hoo.
Okay, I'm going to hear it again.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with you, Dench.
Thanks,
Jake.
I
like it, man.
I appreciate that.
I've got to love the facials as soon as you get up there.
Lucky it's radio, right?
Oh, jeez.
Come on.
Andy's on the line. Andy.
Help us out, Andy.
Andy, what do you
How
think?
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Stone Temple Pilots, Vaseline.
Good song.
Great song.
What Vaseline? What made you say that, Andy?
Mate, they're all stuck in the goo. They're still like flies in the Vaseline we are.
Exactly.
You're like a
correct,
poet,
Andy.
Poet laureate.
Woohoo!
Yeah, he's
hey, that's my thing.
Was that Andy?
Yes. That was,
he's showing in his own woohoos.
Hey, well done, Andy. For you, you've got yourself $200 to go shopping at the Neverland store, home
well
of Australian streetwear. I'm wearing some right now. Got the hat there. Our shopping store online, neverlandstore.com.au. Let's chuck them on right now. It is Stone Temple Pilots and Vaseline. This is Malloy, Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
There it is, Stone Temple Pilots and Vaseline. You're listening to Malloy on Triple M.
Attention, attention.
Nerd alert.
The nerds are taking over.
What a nerd.
Time to sound the nerd alert.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
James Blake's cue to
Hi,
enter
guys.
The studio. Good to see you.
Good to be nerd.
So I've got you in. It's a double nerd alert because, Dave, this is right up your alley too.
I watched it.
I want to turn about. Did you watch it? Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it live.
Okay.
But,
I'm talking about the return of SpaceX. Four astronauts returned to Earth in a rare night splashdown. That's not very dignified. The capsule comes back. It should be a big moment. They've dumped it in the Gulf of Mexico, and bang, it's in the middle of the night.
But watching it last night in the night sky, cool. They had the cameras on it, and it's like this big sort of shooting star coming out of the darkness at night. It looked pretty awesome.
Pretty test pilot-y sort of stuff. One of the reasons that they were doing it.
Test pilots. It's like a monkey, as we discussed, can operate one of those
Albert,
things.
Albert 1 to 6.
Yes. One of the reasons that they did this at night was because they're worried about boats coming around and crowding. It once it's actually splashed down. So that
pirates.
just
space pirates.
Done by pirates.
Rubberneckers. But when space.
Rubberneckers?
Yeah, just checking it out. But when it actually landed, SpaceX is getting a little bit cocky with their announcements now. This is what they sent to the astronauts as soon as they splashed down.
On behalf of NASA and the SpaceX teams, we welcome you back to planet Earth and thanks for flying SpaceX. For those of you enrolled in our frequent flyer program, you have earned 68 million miles on this voyage.
And SpaceX. Resilience, it is back on planet Earth, and we'll take those miles. Are they transferable?
And Dragon will have to refer you to our marketing department for that policy.
Okay.
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
Hey, by the way, there's water in here!
Yeah.
Can you get me out of here? Who was the one who popped the capsule and got in trouble in the original...
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, there were issues. I think
it was. The guy.
It wasn't Jim Lovell, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Right.
I know the name.
Okay. All the way back in Apollo 8?
He did. He popped the capsule and it sank, and he didn't get to go to the White House. And he was.
Muffed it up.
He copped a bit of. Yeah. Not Buzz, something like.
Not Neil.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, song was
yeah. Hold on.
I believe it's Gus Grissom.
Gus Grissom.
Of course you know.
Sounds like Gus.
Gus Grissom, which was, by the way, Gus was the name of a couple of monkeys that all went up. Now, here's my beef.
Mm.
Now, well, before we get to that,
How
funny was it? Did you see at the space station, they sent four astronauts up before they got these four out.
Yeah. Mm.
So the total number of astronauts went to 15.
Yeah, most that they've ever had.
Yeah.
Up there
and it's not
time.
At this stage. It doesn't really cater to 15. It's like a student house.
Yes.
you'd want to be naming your food in the fridge on the space station over those couple of days, wouldn't they? All right, almost time, you guys. Everyone packed. Got to get you guys back to Earth.
That's part of why the Russians are kicking up a stink and saying we're going to go build our own. We don't want to live with you guys anymore. We're going to make our own space.
What don't they like?
I don't think they like a lot of people.
The Russians don't like it. The returning.
General sweep.
Jesus.
The Russians don't like a lot of people, apparently.
They don't.
By the way, our Russian friends that listen.
The Russians deserve to be there. They were
there
first.
Exactly.
Yuri Gagarin.
100%.
And Laika.
The dog.
The first dog.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Hasn't been seen in the mouth. Yeah, well done. More than a bucket required for you. But the Russians are there. Now, one of them we dropped off was a Japanese from the Japanese space program.
Yep.
Everyone's involved. Are there any Frenchies there?
There have been some French astronauts. There have been.
They'd be difficult to live with. Wouldn't they? Would they be demanding their own wing?
Okay. Mm. French.
What is this?
They're quite a scientific people. The Renaissance goes all the way back to the mate, French.
You're talking about the Concorde the other day. Yeah. The French Concorde.
Hang on, wait, before we get there, I'll tell you this. What? If the moon was made out of cheese, if the moon was made out of cheese, the French would be there in a flash.
Yes.
Oh, we've got to cut these like a Rutherford. But listen, what are the French ever given? I said the Concorde.
Yeah,
The Concorde to me was the greatest bit of aero engineering. Yep. Ever.
Really expensive to run, though.
Well, but it was supersonic.
It was.
And I put it to you, the only thing that French have ever given us that's of
they've done a lot over the years. What are you talking about?
Like what?
Champagne.
Yeah.
Bubbles. Good on them. Croissant.
No. Baguette.
No. Baguette, no.
They gave America the Statue of Liberty. Oh, yeah, that's pretty nice. Cool.
Whatever.
Les Mis.
Les Mis.
Not into Les Mis?
No, thank you.
Moulin Rouge.
I don't mind Jean Valjean. Jean Valjean.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Claude Van Damme. Claude Van Damme. That would be a good
and
song.
And I'm Javert.
By the way, I hear he's Belgian.
Oh, is he? So JCVD.
Belgian. So the French claim him, but he's Belgian. Once again, French, back in your box. Okay. What else? Try me out.
I don't know. Rightio. Okay, ménage à trois?
I will pay that.
Okay. Yeah.
I will pay ménage à trois.
What about the mime, Marcel Marceau?
Oh, please.
Come on.
If I could heckle anyone in the world, it would be to go down and watch him in live performance and just boo.
Oh, that's terrible.
What about Daft Punk? They're French.
Daft Punk, okay, I'll allow. Okay. That's all we've got. Yeah. A ménage à trois and Daft Punk and the Concorde.
What about the tunnel?
What tunnel?
You know. The infamous tunnel of the 90s.
Okay.
Well, are you claiming that the French should claim the death of Princess Diana? Get out.
Okay.
Nerdalert's come to a real crushing end.
Having fun for a minute, but then it's just like, all right, Tom Gleisner is coming
up. I'll pay crepes. A
drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Hey, it's back on the telly tonight, 8:40 p.m. on Channel 10. Have you been paying attention? Hosted by Tom Gleisner, who joins us in studio right now. Malloy.
Have to be your last year, is it, Tommy? Are you... I mean, you've got to.
Yeah.
You know when the time comes.
I'm in phase 1B of quiz show hosts right now, heading to the door. It's our ninth season.
Is it really? Oh, unbelievable. Well, it does. I hope you have a 25th year anniversary show and it all goes well. I don't see why you would stop. It's much loved. Mm. It's welcome. It's a brief respite from otherwise pretty shitty couple of years we've been enduring. Mm. So who's on tonight? Tell me about it.
We're going to start with the way we finished last year. Same lineup: Ed Cavalli, Mel Bracewell from New Zealand. We've got Marty Sheargold.
Marty Sheargold. I'm a huge fan of Marty's. Yeah, Marty's a big ticket item here at Triple M.
Triple M Melbourne Breakfast.
He always delivers.
That's interesting you say that, Mick. And Tom, I don't want to play this to Tom because he's the host, but of course Marty hosts The Breakfast Show on Melbourne Radio and heard around Australia as well. But our promo came on right after Marty did a break on air and, well, you be the judge. Have a listen.
Have you been paying attention? Back on the telly tonight on 10.
It absolutely is.
And you are on tonight.
I'm nervous.
Are you?
No.
8:40 tonight on 10.
Triple M's Malloy.
Oh, it's Monday, Mickey.
I am ready for a huge week, Dave.
It's the return of Have You Been Paying Attention.
I beg your pardon?
Have You Been Paying Attention? It's back.
Am I on it?
No, but Tom Gleisner is, and he's joining us this afternoon.
Wonder what B-grade celebrities they've roped in, because I couldn't.
You've taken me out of context.
Marty's B-grade celebrities.
Well, Marty's open class. We all know that.
Wow, but, on the attack.
Cavalli, let's be honest.
Just making up the numbers, let's face it. Hey, we've got an international Hollywood star on as guest quizmaster. Okay, now I'm going to say he's a Brisbane boy, but he has made it big. Josh Lawson.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Lawson is currently starring in the number one movie at the box office, Mortal Kombat with a K.
Well, huge. That's huge box office appeal. And you guys have history with him. You've worked with him before. Mm-hmm. He's a funny guy and he's a good friend of Ed's.
He was best man at Ed's wedding.
Oh, no
but,
way.
Josh's claim to fame, he says he's the only actor ever to have been sacked from Sea Patrol.
Oh, can I ask the circumstances or is that all going to be unveiled tonight?
He thought his character was, you know, they were going different directions. They just said, nah, you're not back in series two. Ask Josh. I'm sure he'll tell you the story.
Oh, that sounds good. And everyone's happy to have you back. Have you got a lot of audience back?
It's big changes here, Mickey. We're back in the same room, 1.5 5 metres from each other, which is great. An audience is back with us. And new prizes. The winner gets the trophy plus 14 days at the Pan Pacific Hotel in Perth. So, lot to play for. Lot to play for.
All right. Hang about, yeah. Tom. We're going to come back and talk some more with you in just a moment.
You got it. It's Malloy on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Yes, 8:40 tonight on Channel 10. Our family loves this show. It's everyone in the family around the telly tonight.
Do you play along? Do you put a little buzzer out and you play along?
I'm all in. Have you been paying attention? Tonight, Tom Gleason's with us on Malloy.
Sounds exciting. Hmm. Have you got any new segments, or is there anything that, you want to unveil here?
No, it's pretty much business as usual, Mickey, because the news changes, so we don't
have to. Yeah, you don't have to. It's always fresh. Who did you say? Josh Lawson?
Yeah, Josh is our guest quizmaster because he's the star of Mortal Kombat. Mm. Big movie.
Is that a big movie, is it? Does he have superpowers?
Yeah, he does. Something comes out of his eye, and he seems to swear a lot. I don't know whether that's actually a superpower. No, he's got this crazy red eye laser thing. And he can kind of spin around, and he has a lot of empathy. So those three great superpowers.
The closest I came to having a superpower ever was my comb over.
Yes, that's true.
So I had a comb over, and I honestly tell you the truth, I'd be walking down an aisle in a supermarket, and people would start bumping into things because they were staring, convinced they were staring, so trying not to stare,
and
then knew they were trying not to stare, and in the meantime. Mm.
Into the fruit and vegetables.
Absolute havoc. Are you a nerd, Tom? Do you watch all this stuff that's going on in space at the moment? Are you following Mars? Are you following
that helicopter? I mean, it went up once. We don't need to see it three times. It works. Okay, it's a helicopter. It's a drone, really. We've got them in parks.
That's right.
It's not that exciting.
That's right.
I'm not great with technology. I've got recently. What sort of watch have you got, Mickey?
It's just a watch. It's nothing we need to talk about.
Oh, really?
Ten Rolex there?
Oh, it's a pretend Rolex.
Oh, is it? Okay. Right.
Yes, you know, right. Rob Sitch once got a Rolex. He bought it in Bali. And I think he says about a week after he got home, the hour hand fell off and jammed the minute hand. He's going to go back and get his money back. Yeah. I got an Apple Watch.
I love the old fob watch. When did that go out?
Yeah, fob watch with a monocle so you can read it.
A fob watch and monocle. You could get away with it.
I could rock that.
Do you know what you could be? A monocle model.
Nice.
You could, coming down. Glenn Robbins came in here the other day wearing a cardigan. I said, mate, you could be a cardigan model.
He could do it. He
followed
do
down it. The catwalk by you with a monocle and possibly a fob watch at the turn.
And a bit of snuff. No, I've gone the Apple Watch, and it's driving me mad because it keeps telling you to do things.
What do you mean?
Well, it says time to stand. Do you get this little bing?
Oh, right.
And it tells you got to stand.
Time to stand.
And you head down the shops and it says record outdoor walk? And the other night, this is true, we're making a stir fry. And it goes ping. I look at it and it goes, oh, looks like you're doing a CrossFit training workout. No, I'm burning tofu, if you must know. Yeah.
Is that a CrossFit for you? Is it
apparently.
Stir-fry.
It's too much pressure, and you've got to close your rings. Have you heard of that?
Oh, well. Not often. What are we talking about?
No, you got to move, exercise, and stand enough. You got to set these. It's like
this thing's recording, and where's it sending all this information about?
Good question, Mark Zuckerberg.
Because you need one of those medical alerts. you're in that zone. If you fell over and didn't get back up, would it? We ring the hospital,
Mickey. I would not fall over. I would have a fall. You know the difference. My age. But I am getting a little bit stiff in the back, I've got to say. And I'm not a runner, I'm not a swimmer, and I'm trying some of that gentle exercise.
That's hardly a bombshell. Either of those, Tom, I have to say. Yeah.
Mickey, you ever done yoga or Tai Chi?
I'm a yoga man.
Are you?
I'm a yoga man from where? Excuse me, Dave.
Sorry, are you?
Mate, I told you this, my very, very first yoga class, I went and went during the meditation.
Yeah.
We were lying on our backs, and at the end of the class, they go, okay, look into the deep black abyss and think of something you really covet, something you want, and all the signs will come. And so all of a sudden, out of the abyss, hovering on the horizon, came a perfectly formed pot of beer.
Nice.
I left the yoga class, went across the road to the pub.
Beautiful.
And had about 12 beers.
Well done. There you go. It's a perfect.
It's what the yogis would have wanted.
They would have. They would have. I'm just not convinced because I tried a bit of Tai Chi, which is you're barely moving. Okay. And you've got to question any form of exercise where the biggest challenge is not falling asleep. That's not really a workout.
What did your watch say about the Tai Chi?
It's actually telling me.
Are you doing a stir fry?
No, it's telling me the segment's gone on too long and get out of here.
How dare it? Yeah. Just before you go, because do you know someone got busted recently with, and I'm not suggesting that you have anything nefarious you get up to, but someone got busted recently because at 3 a.m, it did the same thing. It set off. It sent in all the heart rates.
Oh, the activity monitor was...
And partner, of course, was getting the exact same signs. And we also got the readout that at 3 a.m...
You're busy.
Your heart rate... Yeah. Your heart rate was going cocoa bananas. So anyway, there you go. All right. Hey, just before you go, you're an expert with Labradors.
We're golden retrievers, close cousins.
Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about. You know what you're talking about. Mm. I told him, I said, we're thinking of getting a brown one, and he goes, chocolate, Michael.
Sorry.
Oh, all right. Chocolate. Okay. We've got one, a black one, Murphy. Mm. No, not for damn Murphy.
Oh, that's nice.
A real handful. Is it too early to put him down? What do you do?
There's one step.
How do we rein him in?
There's a step before putting down. It's equally illegal. It's known as the electronic collar.
Okay.
And I don't know whether you remember Denise Drysdale on Holy Moly, but you zap them. But they're not legal. You can't buy them in Australia. And as a dog lover, I do not recommend them.
We do not recommend them. All right. Thank you for swinging by. I hope to see you again. Any plans for me as yet?
Would love to have
my name come up.
You are on in a couple of weeks, Mickey, on Have You Been? You betcha.
I'm back, baby.
All right, well, tonight.
In the meantime, Marty Sheargold, Triple M Zone. Watch him go bonkers. Yes. He's always good, by
He's
the
good.
Way.
He's good. Yeah.
He always know where the trouble's coming from.
Absolutely.
No? Yeah. Watch him like a hawk.
The lawyers certainly do.
Have fun, Tom.
8:40 tonight. Have you been paying attention?
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
And it's all thanks to Specsavers.
Good
Mickey,
on you, Specsavers.
Where you can get $150 off Specsavers. Quality range of multifocal lenses. So limited time, conditions apply.
I'm into the multifocal lenses.
You are.
That's got all bases covered. It's your one-stop shop for X-ray vision. You've got it all covered. Would Bono have gone to Specsavers?
Oh, I think he'd have Specsavers,
He would. That would be part of his backstage rider.
Of course
I want a bottle of gin.
So
I want some M&Ms, take out the blue ones.
Yeah.
I want only white tulips.
Yeah.
And Specsavers.
Specsavers.
I want my glasses done because you'd go to the best. If you had that much money and you're that powerful.
Oh, yeah, you're
Bono. I'm surprised Bono hasn't tried to buy Specsavers.
You say Bono, don't you? It's a little not what's Bono, but just.
Oh,
tomatoes,
my
tomatoes.
God.
Just
wow.
Well, I just.
Yeah. Are we going to do this now? You want to do this
If you want him to endorse Specsavers, get his name right. Anyway, Bono should be on board. That's fantastic.
I said Bono.
Well, it's Bono, isn't it? Song Whisperer. You're going to have to help me out.
Song Whisperer?
It's Bono.
I would say Bono.
Yeah, Bono.
Or Bono.
Bono.
Like Sonny Bono.
What did I say?
Bono.
Bono. Bono, Bono.
Guys, I think you're eating into Specsavers.
Yoko Bono?
Okay, Dave. Yellow card for
Specsavers,
you.
Specsavers, I'm so sorry. But
on behalf of everyone at Specsavers, I'd like to apologise now to our audience who Dave has just let down.
You
have indeed.
Come on.
Hey, let's get back to Specsavers.
300 stores nationally.
And I told you, I want to do them all in one day, like a pub call. I want to go and try on glasses. Have you got the Pretty Woman music there?
Oh, what do you want?
Like? Oh, the Pretty Woman. Roy Orbison music. Hey, by the way, Roy Orbison, someone else who could have gone...
Like this.
This is you and me in montage going around all 300 Specsavers stores, just trying on glasses, having fun.
Look at us go.
Why pretty woman walking down the street. If you have any issues, with your sight, can I just say, don't be an idiot.
Mm.
Get straight down to Specsavers. They will take care of you.
Why would you
give
go anywhere
you a reading.
Else?
They'll put you in the right frame.
Honestly.
They get it right every time.
That's why they're the best in the business, in my opinion. They really are.
I love them to death.
All right. Well done, Specsavers, where you can get $150 off their quality range of multifocal lenses. Limited time. Conditions apply.
2-year quality guarantee. You know that, don't you? I could go on, and I will. But I've been distracted by Bono.
All right. I've got to go to a song.
It's Bono, mate.
Oh, look, it's you too. No, it's not. It's Malloy on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Hey, that's just about it for another day of Malloy.
Great
Thanks for tuning
stuff.
In.
Good show.
Yeah, I think so.
I really liked it. I hope tomorrow's really good. Who's on tomorrow?
Well, we're going to be joined by Australian rock and roll royalty, and I feel like he's a friend of this show because he's been on plenty of times. The great Jimmy Barnes is going to join us tomorrow.
That's interesting.
What?
Well, do I get to interview him too, or are you going to go rogue again and interview him behind my back like you do with most of the rock stars?
Mate, the show's called...
I'm the world's best DJ. Oh, I'm the DJ of the century.
The show's called Malloy, so of course you'll be interviewing Jimmy Barnes
and
tomorrow.
You should remember that. Seen the poster?
Yeah.
Who's on it?
You and a horse. Photoshop.
Not you.
No,
you could be
me.
In the horse.
I could be too.
You could be in the horse. You could be either the front or the back.
Yeah, that's, I know where I'll be.
That's where you should be. So you're going to let me chat with Jimmy?
You can go crazy. Jimmy's got a tour coming out. Of course, he's got the new album. So, yeah, fantastic.
Oh, already done your homework, have you?
I don't know.
Trying to make me look bad?
Nah, just, you know, throwing a few ideas your way.
Mate, watch me. I am going to make you look ordinary.
Well, I'll look and learn.
Who
tomorrow.
Else is on the show?
Amos Gill as well.
Funny bloke.
I've
got to say, you know, I'm going to declare him one of my favourite comics in the country. I like the way he rolls. Good mate of Jim Jefferies
I like
too.
Him because he's kind of old school as well. He's not PC.
It's not old school. It's just that he doesn't care. He's not playing the game.
And he's funny too.
He's bloody funny.
You know, Amos Gill. Like Jimmy Barnes, that sounds like
I'm
a
funny
show.
Those two, aren't I?
No, well, mate, you're number one. Mm. You know that.
Well said,
is that right
David.
Thing to say?
Well said.
All right, back tomorrow to drive you home again with Malloy.
This has been the Malloy Drive Show podcast. Get $150 off Specsavers quality range of multifocal lenses for better vision near or far. Should have gone to Specsavers. Limited time, conditions apply.